The underpriest shrugged. So, Your Eminence, the upshot is that Samantha and the kids are waiting at the posting house, the owner of which happens to be a cousin of hers. He doesn't know exactly what we're doing, but he does know you're in trouble, and like quite an amazing number of people here in Glacier Heart, he loves you. All he has to do is not mention ever seeing us, because I don't think it's going to occur to the Inquisition that you somehow managed to get from Summit House clear around to the other side of Mount Terrace during one of the worst blizzards in the last 30 years. I don't think they're going to believe you could have gotten back down the mountain and escaped through Terrace itself, either. But that's going to seem a lot more reasonable to them than this does. So I expect they're going to concentrate their efforts on traffic in and out of Terrace. In fact, this time of year, I think they're almost going to have to concentrate their main efforts on the Greywater and the River Road to Mountain Lake and then on to Siddar City. In the meantime, though, we're going to be heading west into Cliff Peak, then swinging south across the South March into Silkaia. Kinnear stared at him. He had no idea who his mysterious benefactor might be, or how anyone could have had the foresight to arrange something like this so long in advance. And despite everything Gorgia had just said, there was a part of him which railed against involving his secretary, and especially the underpriest's family, in his own dangers. But it was evident that things were out of his hands, at least for the moment.
"The writ says God works in mysterious ways, Jason," he reminded himself. "And remember what you were thinking when you first got that letter, how it proved there were others who saw what you'd seen and recognized what you and the Circle had recognized."
His lips twitched wryly.
"And who seemed to have organized themselves just a bit more effectively when it comes down to it. If there are still people who can put something like this together, without even me noticing a thing along the way, and actually pull it off, then it looks as if Clinton and Trenaire's neat little house may have more spider rats in the foundations than I'd ever imagined. I think Samuel's right, that real change, real reform, is going to depend on the external threat of the Church of Caris. But maybe, just maybe, there are going to be more people inside Mother Church prepared to act than Clinton ever suspected or I ever hoped."
He felt a brief burn of shame with the last thought. Shame for the arrogance which had kept him from suspecting that those other people were there. For having excluded Garth Gorgia, however noble his motives, from something the young priest obviously had wanted so badly to be part of. For having doubted that God could find the hearts and souls he needed whenever he decided to call them. He reached out and laid one palm against the side of the younger man's head, cupping his cheek, and smiled at him in the lantern light.
"I still think you're mad," he said softly. "But if you are, so am I. And sometimes a madman is exactly what God needs.